Restoring My Soul, Friday the 14th of March. The Source and Capacity of Prayer. Once He redeemed us completely, the Father gave to us the Holy Spirit. He designated that our bodies were to become an eternal temple in which the Holy Spirit would reside, both in our mortal body and then finally in our spiritual body. Our bodies do not belong to us, not in this age nor in the age to come. We have been purchased, and because of this, our bodies belong to God. We are to glorify God in our bodies in this age, and will do so for all of eternity as a place of worship. We are also to worship and glorify God in our own spirit. The Holy Spirit is the source and capacity of prayer. That is, He enables intercession and travail. He did this for Christ, the Son of Man, in the Garden of Gethsemane. Having prayed, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Jesus was strengthened with eternal spirit by the Holy Spirit through the agency of an angel from heaven. Having been strengthened in this manner, Jesus began to pray more earnestly. The Holy Spirit likewise enables us to join this intercession and travail. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings," meaning travail, "which cannot be uttered." If we are not enabled by the Holy Spirit to intercede and travail, we are not praying at all. Our communication is merely mind chatter, motivated by the fear of death, as we anxiously groan and petition God in relation to the matters that are confounding our expectations of our life, of ourselves, and of others. The references used in today's devotions are 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 15 to 20, Luke chapter 22 verses 42 to 44, and Romans chapter 8 verse 26. For further study, Acts chapter 2.